at 11:45. And commissioners, have you reviewed the agenda? Do you have any additions,
changes? Well, special meetings can only deal with the items on the list. Additions shouldn't be there. It's just a copy from another agenda.
I see. Well, I have a question with regard to the investment of reserve funds. Does this include also the investment of the surplus funds, Dennis?
That is, you got a copy of the surplus from the audit. The sheet, the money's still in our account. $23,268 is the surplus from 2020.
Sorry, how much is it?
$23,268.
Gosh, I thought it was something like $166,000.
No, I got it from the auditor. I verified with him.
Oh, okay.
That's on page 9 of the audit. I sent everybody a copy in the package.
Well, I guess we'll take a look then. That the investment of reserve funds then does include that $23,000, the transfer of the surplus into reserve.
The $23,000?
Yeah.
That's your decision, what you want to do with it. You don't have to do it right now. It was suggested, you know, but in the package on page 1, you have all the investments as of March 31st. And then page 2, it shows what they will be.
Yes. In order to follow the agenda, though, I'm asking if 3.0A under new business is including the transfer to reserves and therefore investment of reserve funds from the surplus.
That's your decision. If you want to, you'd have to make a motion what you want to do with the reserve, the surplus from last year.
Okay, well, let's start with a motion to approve the agenda, please.
Sure, I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Martin.
You're welcome.
Michael seconds. All right, so the investment of reserve funds, 3A. Do you have any comments, Dennis?
Looking on page 2 at the reserves, even page 1, they don't have the names beside them, but you can pretty well figure out what accounts what account. The first one, $741,000, that's fire. The next one is the building fund. The third one is the operating reserve. The one after for $163,000, that's the pool. And the last one, $35,000, that's utility fund.
Right.
Those are the three. However, when you look at page 2, the package, it shows maturing tomorrow.
Yes.
Is the $565,000, that's the fire. What we did, we had $565,000 in the fund, and June last year, that was invested. And it matures tomorrow. We have another $150,000 that we put in later into a different GIC. And that, I don't know when that comes up. I'd have to talk to the bank about that.
Dennis,
yeah.
The $151,000 for the truck reserve, I believe it matures on September 23rd.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we put it in later. Yeah.
Was that a 9-month GIC or was it a 1 year?
I think everything was 1 year. Pretty sure it was 1 year. That's all they were doing, 1 year.
And is it cashable?
Yes. Like it says on page 2, each one of them is cashable.
Right.
You know, just like the information that the bank sent. Now, I called everybody, I contacted John, and on page 4, you see the interest rate that offered. Remember last time they offered for 1 year 1.59?
Mm-hmm.
Well, last week it went down to 0.54.
Right.
That's a 1 year. That is pretty pathetic. But as of yesterday, John emailed me, and they have a special GIC, 18 month, a year and a half, for 1.35.
Yes, I see that.
And I think your decision as commissioners is to decide, okay, what do you want to do? You look at your funds and determine, do you need that money within 6 months, a year,
12 months, yeah.
2 years? I was talking to Bill this morning, and as you probably realize, Nancy, you're on the committee for the fire hall, and are you going to build that in a year?
I doubt it very much.
Yeah, so your decision should be, okay, you want to make some interest off this money, not a lot, 1.35, well, that's better than nothing. Maybe take all that money and just put it into the 18 month. We also have the other 150,000, that we could roll over into that fund. And this year in our budget, we have another 150,000 to go into that fund.
Yes.
So that's 300,000. That's almost, that would make that fire up to 865,000.
Yes. Then, and that's the truck reserve.
Yes. Apparatus, equipment apparatus.
We are going to have to deal with the replacement of the tanker. Probably, I don't know. I think a tanker will probably take a year to get. So I think we should save, take into consideration to have some flexibility for cashability. Dennis, yesterday I sent everybody a note with regard to a personal GIC rate of 1.40. Let me see.
Yeah, I saw that. I think everybody saw it.
Is it possible? I mean, I know it's a bit of a stretch that we are not a person, but if the Bank of Nova Scotia can offer an individual a GIC redeemable, fully cashable, maybe John could be persuaded to consider that for our investments.
He would have to talk to, like he said to me all the time, he has to talk to his bosses, you know, and that could be, but I think your decision as a commission is to decide, are we going to invest for a year or 18 months? And secondly, what funds are we going to lock in? And if you want to keep some money cashable, such as I'd recommend, lock it in for the fire, but leaving a cashable one, perhaps the pool, because right now with the pool, we budgeted $41,480 for the repairs of the wall. And then last meeting we said, okay, replace the deck there, the wood deck, that's $28,000. And we may be looking at a lift, and the lift that I had looked at was 2000. And then now we're looking at, okay, what about a ramp? You know, if they're going to do the deck, perhaps, somebody could look at building what kind of ramp attached to the deck. And the final thing with this COVID and everything going on, I mentioned this to Bill, that we should be looking at new cameras, because what's going on there and people getting upset, if somebody gets too close, they'll be yelling and screaming and coming to me or you commissioners and saying the lifeguard wasn't behaving properly. With everything going on, even the racism part, you know, that may come up. But I feel much more comfortable dealing with something if I have it on film. And as I present it, and I have it here in the fall when we looked at the budget, or the spring, was $4,000 for cameras. Mm-hmm. So with all this kept in mind, all the work and everything needs to be done at the pool, the total I had was over $75,000. You know, we may be looking at $80,000 with a ramp and everything, which has to be done. That's what the money's there for. So I'm suggesting perhaps leave the pool in a cashable situation, and the other ones, the building fund, perhaps lock that in. Utility operating. We don't have to take our surplus from last year and put it into a reserve, into a high investment. We could just leave it in our general account until we're sure we have enough money that, okay, we could take it out and put it away. Right now, when I look at our account, we got all our tax money from the municipality, and we had over $400,000 in the bank, which is not bad, you know, compared to a lot of municipalities. We're not suffering. Did any questions on what I said?
Well, I'm looking at the sheet with the maturity dates on them. And I see that the only GIC that matures is the apparatus reserve. And that's on the 20th, tomorrow.
Yes.
So we could leave the decision for the ones that mature in July and September until the July 8th meeting. And I'm concerned about I'm not happy not having the full commission here to discuss the other reserves and make a decision on the other reserves at this point. But we do need to make a decision on the apparatus reserve for $565,000.
Okay, Nancy, I'm going to have to leave here in about 2 minutes.
All right, Michael, what do you think then? And Martin, what do you think the possibility is that we are going to have to cash out in order to purchase a tanker? Or do you think the tanker can hang in there for a year?
I think the tanker can hang in there for a bit longer. I would lock it in.
All right.
And for the other reserves, I would make sure they are redeemable.
Right.
Cashable.
Okay. Well, even if we did have to cash in the apparatus reserve, the interest lost would not be a whole pile.
Yeah, because the interest rate's so low. You're absolutely right.
Really wouldn't hurt.
So can we get a motion if everybody agrees what Michael said, that put the apparatus reserve into 18 months at 1.35%.
Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Or can I say, I guess the only thing that concerns me about locking in for 18 months is if, what if the rates go up in a short period of time?
They're not going to.
You're pretty sure of that.
I'm pretty sure of that.
They dropped down. I was amazed that they went from 1.59 for 1 year cashable to 0.54.
Right. Okay. Then if you're very sure it's not going to go on to a major rise onto it, then I'd say sure, lock it in. Mike's absolutely right. In the tanker, it's we were waiting on to it anyway till we got a haul that we could get fit a tanker into without any additional cost onto it, and that tanker just had some money spent onto it.
Mm-hmm.
No, it doesn't follow the guidelines set forth by NAFTA with relation to the age of the unit itself. The unit does work.
Okay, and we've got, what is it, 22 years old?
Thereabouts.
And we've got 25 years according to NFPA.
Yes. But okay. We got other trucks right on the hot in the heels too.
All right, we've got a motion on the floor then to lock in the apparatus reserve for 18 months at 1.35%. Do we have a seconder? Michael, you seconded?
I can second that.
All right.
Who made the motion?
Who made the motion?
I missed who made the motion.
I did.
Yeah.
Who did?
Who's on first? All right.
Who's on first? I love that.
I'm on first. I made the motion. Michael seconded.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Carrie. Bye, Michael. Thank you.
See ya.
We can't. Okay. I guess. Uh-oh. What are you doing about the pool?
Leave. There we go.
We've lost our quorum.
Can I address the swimming pool?
Yeah.
Have we used any engineers in the past that we have names of that we're comfortable with, or should I just look for an engineer? Do we need to tender it out, or can we just pick somebody we've used to discuss the ramp situation and getting a set of plans drawn up for it?
For what? For the ramp?
Yeah, for the ramp system. I sent the email to you guys Brent Haas is not interested in doing it at all. But he recommends an engineer be brought in to cover us in case something goes wrong. So in looking at the situation down there, it's probably going to be simpler and easier on the old wharf side to come in onto it. Simply because the height we have, like the road that goes down onto the wharf, we have no control over the grade of that. That's there.
Yeah.
But the ramp can start off of that road and follow what we need for the one inch drop in 20 guidelines to make it work. And if you think about it, I mean, I'm sure there's wheelchair ramps on the streets in San Francisco and the streets there are not 1 in 20.
Yes.
So what do you think? Do we know of any engineers?
Wheelchairs have brakes on them.
Well, so you know, I thought of that myself, Martin, and we did have an engineer. I found the report, or Maxine found the report that was done on the pool and
okay. The
cement work that had to be done. But really, when you look at the ramp, and that you're a carpenter, carpenters, they build ramps everywhere, you know, and I'm sure that you would be able to have an idea how to build it.
Oh, I'm absolutely sure I would too. And if he
had
a set of plans, I probably could go down and build it, but that's kind of irrelevant, isn't it? We need an engineer in there to cover us in case something goes wrong. Like, we don't want to be liable for building a ramp.
Well, we could perhaps have Kirby look at it. But the important thing right now is that we're going to tie it into the dock part. The dock, when it's done, it'll be, you know, it could be tied in, a ramp.
So you want to tie it into what Land and Sea are preparing to do?
I think that's my opinion. I don't know.
But
the other part is that it doesn't have to be done this year. Land and Sea is not going to start until, they said to me, October, November, December.
Right.
We'll probably have it done in the new year. And if I get a decision from the commission to say, yeah, look for a ramp, we can do pricing. We can look at doing it next year. April, May, June, it can be done then.
Okay.
No rush right now. At first, you know, when at the last meeting, I said, okay, let's get all the work done, which would be nice this summer. I'd like to be out there working, but you can't get anybody right now. Like Land and Sea, you can't get them out there.
Okay.
And if we're going to be opening the pool, that is a big thing. And I told people that today we'll have a decision on opening the pool. Well, now it doesn't look like there's going to be anything, and I'm, you know.
So, opening the pool just for public swimming, not for swimming lessons, or what?
That's your decision. That's your decision. I know Darcy called me this morning, asked me about opening the pool. I said, I'll let her know today, and she has to look for people for swimming lessons.
Okay, so she's ready basically to go then, is she?
No, she's got no instructors.
Okay.
She hasn't advertised. She didn't know whether to be open.
Okay, well, my thoughts, personal thoughts on that would be if she can find the people and we're able to open, I'd probably be okay with it. But if she can't find the people and you can't make a swim program out of it, do we really want to open it up then?
Yeah.
For public swimming.
Yeah.
And then there's the monitoring of the public swimming and the 71 pages of guidelines.
Well, just to be fair, Nancy, it's not... What affects us is not all 71 pages, probably 50 pages to us. but it's they are good guidelines, and we use I'll have to dig through it, and we use what we can in there and make the public aware.
That's a lot of digging. I hope you find some gold, Dennis.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Okay. Well, then that's about it for this meeting, or we got more we're going to talk about her.
The meeting's done once Michael left.
Yes.
Okay.
So, but, you know, to have the discussion on the pool, are we going to discuss it on the 8th again? Is summer's going to be passing? I don't know what to do.
Well, we have to discuss it because we can't make a decision today.
No.
Yeah.
So when we get to the 8th,
I've got a couple of lifeguards. I've got a couple of lifeguards waiting to find out whether we're open or not, and we wait till July 8th, I might lose them.
Well, why don't we tell Darcy to proceed with it and see if she can find all the people she needs, and if she can, we'll go, and if she can't, then we know we won't.
Well, Dennis was saying that one of his lifeguards is an instructor, I think. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So we could do a jury rig public swim and small classes. And we could also call another emergency meeting with the commissioners there to discuss.
Okay, that sounds good with me.
All right.
Dennis, what'd you say?
Are we done?
Yeah, I guess we're done.
We're done, yeah. Okay.
I'll leave it up to Bill to discuss this with you, Dennis.
Okay.
And Martin,
yep.
with regard to the, I don't have a crystal ball as far as interest rates are concerned.
Okay. I know
it's rather suspicious.